I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. I forking love that song.
Bitch, Carol Baskin. So, okay, after last week, after giving Patrick the hardest of times for not texting me, he texted me last night to be like, Carol Baskin is on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, yeah, bitch, I know. You think I didn't know that? I knew that.
Everyone knew that, man. And we are all praying to all the gods that all of her dances are cat-themed, because it wouldn't... I would be disappointed if they weren't.
For real.
So the drama llama with Carol. I did watch her dance tonight, since I was talking about it to you earlier. She's very stiff. She did a good paso doble. It wasn't very challenging, which is why she got like one of the lowest scores ever. Ever. Ooh. Like an 11 out of 30 points. But she's very stiff and mechanical. It kind of reminded me a little bit of how Frankenstein might dance.
That's so mean.
Her footwork was good, but her upper body was very stiff. She was not very gracious with her or graceful with her arms and torso.
Yeah.
Her steps were fine, though. And I didn't know it, but Derek Huff is a judge this season. So I might actually have to watch it, because I like him as a judge. Because he's a judge on World of Dance with Neo and Jennifer Lopez.
So, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And they're at their judge table. I was like, why are they sitting so far apart? I was like, oh, yeah, COVID.
COVID is real.
They literally each have like their own 10-foot table that they're sitting at. It's like this giant judge table that has three people at it, where normally you would probably fit 6 to 8 people at. So
that's funny.
Anyway, it was funny. And the drama llama with that, because that's how all this started with us tonight, is Scott told me on Dave and Chuck the Freak this morning, they talked about some commercials that ran after her dance, and you confirmed it, but I saw it as well in another report, that it ran locally in Florida only, and her ex's family did a commercial that aired directly after her dance, trying to get tips for the whereabouts of her missing ex-husband, her missing husband. From 1997. That bitch is a millionaire too. He just like disappeared.
Yeah. If you guys didn't happen to join the rest of us on that journey, like everybody, even the people who hate Joe Exotic, who are also in the like big,
they're in the big tiger world.
They're also like, oh yeah, she fucking killed him.
Yeah.
So the people who bought the tiger farm from Joe at one point, and like mm-hmm. the people who like just other, there's other big cat owners and other big cat people, like they all, even people who dislike Joe, they still all were like, yeah, she definitely killed him.
Yeah. It was, they even called her directly out in the commercial too. It was pretty savage. It was, yeah, it was totally like Willow Tree shade.
I dig it.
It was amazing. I'm pretty giddy with the little bit of drama that is making me happy for some reason.
Because life is terrible. We all just need a little something.
Yeah.
To make everything a bit more enjoyable.
Right. So that happened.
Yes.
In addition to all the other terrible things going on this week, Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. We should learn that TikTok dance.
Carol fucking Baskin. Just like for the record, though, I when people were saying Carol fucking Baskin, I thought we were making fun of Joe Exotic. And then I realized that people really hated Carol Baskin. So mm-hmm. I just want to be clear that, like, she married that guy when she was way too young and he groomed her, and that was all fucked up. And there's no actual evidence that she did kill him.
Right.
Besides right. everybody's conjecture. So,
yeah.
But I get it why his family hates her, because she got all the money.
Yeah, we still haven't watched Tiger King. Scott did look at me tonight. He's like, maybe we should finally finish that. I was like, I don't know, man.
You're like, I maybe. Feel like I got the point, y'all. I figured it out.
Yeah, which is why we never watched it totally. Because, I mean, everyone else did for us. So,
Patrick and I were on a real adventure.
Yeah.
He and I were on a real adventure watching that.
Mm-hmm. So Chris Evans accidentally put his dick on the internet this week.
Chris Evans. Okay, so, it was a penis in his camera roll. So what if it was someone else's?
Yeah, it could have been his boyfriend's. Could have been, you know, anyone's. It could have, maybe him and all the other cast members of the Avengers are all in a secret chat together where they share dick pics, you know? Like, that could be Paul Rudd's penis for all we know. I did not see it, but what tickled me the most was he has a dick pic that recent in his camera roll that he accidentally posted it to Instagram. Like, that's it was one of the last photos he took, you know, because on Instagram, you post most recent photos, right? I go to Instagram every day. I'm like, I got nothing to post. I got nothing going on in my life other than pictures of my kids. Yeah, but
it was a screenshot of his camera roll. Mm-hmm. So it was.
Oh, it wasn't just like he posted a screenshot of his camera roll and a dick pic was mixed in there and he didn't realize it.
Yes.
That is awesome. Because I was just conjecturing.
because I explained this to you, but I guess I clearly explained it very poorly. So people were,
I thought it was just like, bam, there's my dick.
Nope. It was, here's my camera roll. Not on purpose. Clearly not on purpose. And
10 photos in is a dick pic.
Yes. 10. Yes. So, you know, it was just like what it is when you open your thing. So I can only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I can see 12 pictures when I open my phone.
Yeah.
So it was like that.
There it is, right there. You know.
Exactly. So people had taken the one that was the dick pic and put other pictures over it. So I never saw the penis. I just saw the screenshot of the camera roll with other...
with an eggplant on top of it. And you're like, damn it, I want to see the penis.
No, I want to respect him and his privacy. Am I deeply curious? Of course I am.
Of course we are. I'm Captain America.
They would put other things on top of it, like a picture of... Avatar the Last Airbender and be like I didn't realize that Chris Evans was a fan of Avatar, and like, so that was the thing that so many times on the Twitter machine.
I heard he tweeted today, now that I have your attention, don't forget to vote on November 3rd.
He did. What a fucking icon.
It is what it is, you know. Oh well. Oops.
Also in his camera roll pictures is a picture of his face. Underneath it, it says, guard that pussy.
Underneath his face, it says, guard that pussy? Like a meme, or someone wrote that?
Yeah, didn't I send that one to you?
No.
The actual guard that pussy picture was also in his recent pictures on his camera roll.
I think you did send that.
That was so he like made a meme of himself.
Guard that pussy. I could have swore I was following Chris Evans on Instagram, but I'm not on it enough to really see shit like that. All right. I had texted you a few things. I know we need to maybe mention one, but did we talk about both? I don't know. Oh, he's so hot. God, I love him. Am I following him? Team Chris Evans, not Chris. Oh, not Chris. There it is, Chris Evans. Follow. I wonder how many new followers he got, hoping for another random dick pic. Because he just got me. Actually, I'm surprised I'm not following him. Because he's a hottie McHotterson.
He is a hottie McHotterson. Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the world. So those are two silly things. Carol fucking Baskin and Chris Evans.
Carol fucking Baskin. Killer husband whacked him. Oh, yeah. It was that movie and that other thing.
Yeah, so those are bad things. Let's real quick talk about, you know, we like to kick it off with a little bit.
We'll do a shit sandwich. We'll do some funny stuff, do some crazy stuff, and then do some funny stuff.
What have you been watching lately?
I have actually been rewatching Community. So that's been delightful. And there's actually a few that I don't know if I've seen them or not. And Catherine is enjoying it as well. And I don't know if I ever really realized how dysfunctional they were as friends, even though they talk about it all the time on the show. So they're long seasons. They're like 20 some episodes a season. So, but I've been blowing through maybe 6 a day-ish. So I'm on the first half of season 2 now. So that's been delightful in between Schitt's Creek and Good Place and Sophia the First. So Catherine accidentally deleted her Netflix profile this morning. So she has to start from scratch, building her views and saving her programs.
Poor thing. Is she devastated?
No, I don't think she was. I didn't hear anything about it this morning. I noticed that I think that's what happened because her profile picture changed and her profile moved to the end of the list. Uh-huh. So now it goes me, Scott, Lisa, Anina, and Catherine with a new picture. And I was like, oh, Catherine tried to change her picture and because she doesn't know how to read, deleted her entire profile.
Poor baby. That's a sad story.
This is a sad story. So a few days ago, maybe like late last week sometime, when you and I were talking about dance movies and then we had started watching dance movies on Netflix, out of the blue, Scott's like, hey, there's this new movie on Netflix called Cuties. Don't let Catherine watch it if it pops up in your rotation. He's like, it's really kind of raunchy. It's really, it's too grown up for Catherine to see. And that's all he really said about it. And I did a tad bit of research. Like when I say research, like I opened my Netflix app on my phone and searched for the movie, read the description and said, oh, it probably won't be recommended to her anyway, because I have her profile locked down to PG and below. And I don't know if Netflix would release that into Netflix Kids anyway. So I'm like, but I'll keep my eye out on it and hopefully it doesn't pop up in my feed, and it hadn't yet. So, and then today I was in a mom group and I'm in this cool moms group. A bunch of us liberal hippie moms are in it. And someone posted a tweet about Netflix, you know, hashtag cancel Netflix and Netflix losing a bunch of money recently over a movie. And so I had to start reading the comments to figure out what they're talking about. They're talking about this movie, Cuties. And all the moms in there were pretty reasonable. They're like, yeah, duh. Like, we exploit children and specifically girls from 18 months on. Yeah, duh. Have you ever been in a dance competition? Yeah, duh. That's why my kid doesn't dance in dance competitions. Because we just, our society really glorifies the sexualization of little girls. Even my daughter, who's 6, loves feeling like a grown-up. She wears little training bras and little off-the-shoulder shirts because it makes her feel like a teenager.
Yeah. You
know, whatever that is to her, you know? And so, you know, reading some of the comments, you know, this is a French film. It won a ton of awards at Sundance this last year. But they did mention that Netflix was really pushing it, really advertising it. And I didn't see any advertisements for it. So my algorithms must not be for raunchy dance movies yet that some are considering pedophilia. But I'm like, where have you been, dude? Like, when my kid was 18 months old and I bought her shorts, her ass was literally hanging out the bottom of them. And when I
put a little diaper.
Yep. And when I put her female gendered shorts next to male gendered shorts of the same exact size, the male shorts were literally 4 inches longer. So how about we cancel the clothing industry and stop sexualizing our daughters from the age of 18 months up, huh?
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't need a docu-type movie like this that highlights that bullshit. So, and all the moms were being reasonable, so, and I haven't seen anything about it in my Facebook feed, but I've been trying to stay off the general feed. I just go in, and I look at my notifications, and I go into my cool mom group, and I go into my gift group, and then I get out. So, I was having way too much anxiety spending too much time on Facebook, so. What were your impressions on it?
I saw the thing of that horrible guy, you know, the one dick bag from the internet, the Stand Up Michigan guy. And he did a whole like dramatic thing of cancel Netflix. So then I just like went down the deep rabbit hole. And these like Netflix fucked up, right? They posted the poster of it, of the like girls in belly bearing shirts in provocative poses at the dance competition thing. And it was like, this girl wants to join the twerking girls team. Like, they just didn't get it right on what it was about. I mean, so that's, but that part is like step one of it, of the whole, and then everything else is insane. It's not a pedophile movie, which is what some people are saying. It's not everyone who watches it is a pedophile. I mean, why are they gasping and clutching at pearls about this? What are you doing? Not you, my computer. Why are you like gasping and clutching at pearls about this when there's just so many other things? Like, this is trying to raise awareness and point out the ways that we do that to young children. It is not promoting it. It's just making commentary on it.
Yeah.
This girl wants to join the twerking girls. What? No.
Yeah.
You did everything wrong.
Yeah, it should have been more of a dramatic, promo or highlight, you know. Because you can cut a promo a million different ways. You set that to some Rob Zombie music and now it's a horror film, you know, like... But yeah, whatever. I'm just like, fucking worry about something else, ma'am. How about we stop worrying about Netflix and the movies that are on there and start worrying about our own government making women get hysterectomies that don't know they're getting hysterectomies. How about we do that?
Oh,
you know,
we're doing a genocide.
We are. We are doing genocide. We're doing a genocide of all the immigrants that are currently in detention centers. So. Yeah. There's a large group of women in Atlanta.
It's time for eugenics. Yeah, we're in the eugenics portion of this ongoing nightmare.
Yeah. Time to revisit all the bad things we did to the indigenous women of the United States and now do them to the immigrants. So fucking tired of this fucking country. Like, seriously, done. It's done. Can't even.
I can't even either.
And these poor women don't even know what's being done to them. They're just being told they're going to the doctors for women issues or checkups, and then they're being told they're getting a procedure done, and then something else is being done to them. And a lot of these women don't speak English. They're not being consulted properly. They're just literally being sterilized without their consent and without knowledge. They're all going to go either, especially if they're young or even, you know, in their 30s, they might want to go and have more kids, and they're going to go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you don't have a uterus. And they're going to be like, what? I don't have a uterus? What do you mean? I went in for some cyst removals and I don't have a uterus? You know? It's fucked up.
It is.
Real, real fucked up.
It is so fucked up.
And I really hope that people go down for this. And I don't know who's going to go down for it. I don't know if it's like Director of ICE or what, or if like the WHO or someone else is going to file war crimes against the United States. Like, I don't know, man. But it's real fucked up.
It is real. It is real fucked up. Yeah, I saw that yesterday and I was just horrified. Just in the worst place about it emotionally. I mean, yes, this is a thing that has happened over and over in the United States history, but like one might hope that we didn't do this anymore.
That puts a lot of assumption and faith in our government, apparently. Too much. It's too much to ask, Maggie. It's too much to ask us to not, you know, perform genocide on people who are seeking refuge here.
God, that's fun. I'm so angry about it. I mean, it's sick. It's fucking sick. Yeah. That is eugenics. That is eugenics. Yeah. Stopping the undesirables from having more. It's fucking eugenics.
Mm-hmm. All right, we gotta bring this motherfucker back up now.
All right, let's have the other part. Unshit this sandwich.
We need to unshit this sandwich. I love it. We need t-shirts that say that. Unshit this sandwich.
I do love that as a merch option.
Unshit this sandwich.
Oh, fuck. I don't even remember what other good... I had other good things. Well, I am a lot richer than I was previously.
Hey!
And I am buying myself everything, and it is fun. It is very fun. Oh, did you see the snap I sent you about my adorable Maleficent dress?
No, let me go look.
I sent it yesterday.
I am really horrible on snap. Yeah, as long as you send it directly to me, like, I'll always see it. So, Maggie. Oh, I love it!
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I've seen that. Where did you get that one from? Did you get it from Torrid? Torrid, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks so cute on me. Like, my body looks good.
Yeah, it looks real good.
So that was one of my little splurges. Then, what are some of the other things that I got myself? I bought myself more Bombas socks for running because I really like them for running. They're so fucking expensive and fancy. And mm-hmm. I was like, whatever, I'm going to buy $50 worth of socks.
Yeah. Yay, Grandma Jean Memorial Shopping
Spree. I bought
myself
a weighted blanket for my anxiety.
You bought a weighted blanket.
It's actually my grandpa because it came out of his estate. Yeah.
The Grandpa Shopping Spree.
Yep. It was the George Mayville Memorial Shopping Spree. So I got the weighted blanket and I got myself some Bombas socks and then that dress and then another dress. And I bought some fancy ass phone cases. I bought a new phone today. So, you know, and I bought myself the brand new fucking fanciest Fitbit that ever existed.
Hey.
So much retail therapy. It's quite lovely.
Yeah. I think you need that Fitbit scrunchie band now for your wrist.
Oh, gross. It's so stupid because...
Why is it stupid?
The reason you wear a scrunchie on your wrist is put your Fitbit in your hair. Why? Plain water!
I don't think it's supposed to be functional for your hair. It's just like funny, haha. I'm totally buying you one. I'm buying you like a leopard one. Buying you a Carol Baskin leopard print Fitbit scrunchie band.
It looks ridiculous.
I can't wait to buy you one. I bought your Christmas present.
Did ya?
I did.
I bought you presents too, but just normal I love you presents, not anything, not for Christmas yet.
Yeah, no, this is like, it was not really expensive. It's just like, it's more fitting for Christmas than I'm shopping because I love you. So.
Oh, I have a funny, cute story actually. So I bought me and Shannon matching, Poison Apple Mickey ears.
I'm so excited!
So I told my mom that. So they were on sale for half off. This is why I got them for both of us. I was just going to buy one pair, whatever. And it was half off and you couldn't get free shipping for the half off price, but you would have gotten free shipping for the regular price. And I was like, I'll just buy two. Shannon will love these. So I was like, we're going to be so fucking cute when we're there together in Orlando. This is going to be great. So I bought the two pairs so that I could get back to the regular price for the free shipping. And my mom goes, oh, does she know about them already? And I was like, yes, I showed her. And my mom goes, oh, well, I wanted to buy Shannon a present.
Aww.
Isn't that so cute?
She can buy me the Loki ears.
I really love the forky ears.
The forky ears are hilarious. And we don't we have matching Don't Give a Fork shirts?
Yes. Zero forks given.
I'd be up for a matching forky ears with my forky shirt.
That would be pretty funny. That would be
pretty funny. So
the
your mom.
Forky ears have Forky's face on one ear and then the other ear says, I'm trash.
Which yeah.
is just what makes it so damn adorable.
Yeah. Here, I'll send you these Loki ears. I wonder if they're still on sale. They are not on sale, but they were on sale recently. So if you keep your eye on it, they might go on sale again.
Have you watched the Forky Asks a Question videos?
Yeah, we have seen a few.
So funny.
They are real funny. Yeah, these are $60 ears, $56.50, and they were on sale half off when I was like, I need to buy these when I sent them to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have like more ears now than my daughter.
It's okay. You're the adult in this situation.
I'm the adult. I need to ask my mom what I told her. I was like, we're serious about our Disney trips, Mom. I'm like, we dress up and shit. Are you ready for that kind of level of Disney attention?
Yeah.
We don't mess around, man.
Last week when we recorded, I was visiting Joseph and Ashley, and I stayed there for a few days to try to help them, and I barely helped them at all because Zelda did not want me there. She said to me many times, I don't like you. Go away. Go home.
Oh, Zelda.
I know. It was pretty painful.
I just found a Thor's hammer toilet paper roll holder. I am so tickled about it. I just sent it to Scott. I'm also going to send it to you. We're redoing our bath.
Send me the Loki ears link?
Yes. Yeah, I texted both the links to you.
Oh, okay. Well, the Loki ears one didn't come through.
Oh.
But the Mjolnir did. That is pretty funny.
We will be redoing our bathroom soon, so.
Like, so you could have a Mjolnir toilet paper.
Right? Let me send these Mickey ears again. It did not come through yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We should stop shopping while we're talking on a podcast.
Do you want to hear about the phone cases that I bought while we were on the podcast?
You bought them while we were podcasting last week?
No, right now.
You just bought them? While I'm buying tickets to Florida, you're buying
fancy phone cases for my new phone.
Oh my God, Piglet mini ears. Those are so adorable. Because they're just like light pink and hot pink striped with little piggy ears.
Aw, that's cute. Oh my God.
Yeah, so you're buying phone cases, I'm buying flights to Florida, like, we're just some multitasking bitches, aren't we?
Yes. I bought two glitter phone cases. One is this, like, old-style kind of Edward Gorey-looking Halloween house, like, black and white with silver sparkles behind it. Mm-hmm. And then I also bought myself sharks with red glitter behind them.
Nice.
Yes. Oh my God, those piglet ears are adorable.
Aren't they adorable? I just want them to want them. I don't even like plan on dressing up like Piglet. I could, but like, they're so cute.
I'm sure this is really fascinating for all of our listeners.
I told you.
You guys like hearing us shop? This is what we do. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to That More Shopping with Shannon and Maggie. This week, we are going to look at Disney years on Etsy and just describe to them verbally to you how cute and adorable they are. Aren't they cute and adorable, Maggie?
They're cute and adorable, Shannon.
I just want to wear them all the time. Just put it's those like salty rainbow balls right into my mouth. I'm so glad you said that! Oh my God, sweaty balls! Oh, I'm even dying even more now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Man. Whew, school has started. Catherine is on her second full day of school today. She ended up coming home early yesterday at 3 o'clock. Do you know what time school ends for elementary kids, Maggie? 3:40. I'm just going to answer
it around then. 3:30.
Yeah. 3:40. Yep. 3:43, and they called me at 3 to come get my kid because she's complaining about a tummy ache, and I was like, seriously, you want me to come get her? Like, do I have to? Like, she has half an hour left, man. Jesus Christ.
Right.
So I went and got her, and middle school traffic was already building up. So I was like, how the fork am I even going to get into the elementary school to get my kid? Because they share a parking lot. They're two schools right next to each other. Anyway.
Someone put curlers in her hair.
Yeah, I think I would have been like, she can stay, but she did just have a fever again this last weekend. So I went and got her. I think it's just her anxiety flaring up. She has not been complaining about tummy aches for like 2 months, you know, surprise, surprise. No school, no schoolwork, no tummy aches. So we are still doing our therapy sessions like once a month. I think we have one coming up next week or something. So, because I wanted to touch base for things after school started. But anyway, hooray. Yay, school. Tomorrow's our first virtual at home day. And I have a dentist appointment smack dab in the middle of it. So we'll see how that goes. But it's not synchronous learning. They're given like 4 tasks to do and they have to do it by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So they have to log into this app and do the work before 4. So see how that goes. Hopefully we'll do 1 or 2 things early in the morning and the rest in the afternoon. How's tutoring going so far?
Man, things are not great. I hate it. I don't want to work. I just want to go back to being depressed.
Well, your new deposit might last a year or two. Didn't Seth Rogen make that much money lasts like 10 years. So in that movie Knocked Up.
Yeah, life's just so, like, people keep forgetting about me, or I'm having technical issues. Like, what you and I are having tonight keeps happening to me while I'm trying to work. And I actually do need the videos while I'm working to show kids what I'm writing, to give them examples and whatnot. Like,
right.
It is hard. And I'm having a lot of anxiety because it's just all different from what it's ever been before in my life.
Yeah. I thought you were going into the office to use the internet there.
Yeah, I have been, and it's been cutting out a lot.
Yeah, just like at home.
Maybe everybody shouldn't be on video calls at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is having issues because we are all on the internet now.
Yes.
Like, bandwidth use is just through the roof at this point. So, it is what it is. Oh, there's your Forky ones. I'm trash. Favorite.
They're so good.
Ooh, this Minnie Mouse one comes with a matching mini polka dot mask. What?
Oh, that's so cute.
But yeah, I mean, so every 2 weeks I have to host a big seminar online, and it's 30 people in a Zoom room from all over, wherever they are. And our presenter, 10 minutes into his presentation, lost internet. So we're all like, well, that just happened. Let's just give it a few minutes. And we just kind of started chatting, and people, you know, we're starting showing off pets and shit. And I had the phone number for the person because they're one of my faculty directors. So I called him. I was like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm coming back on right now. I'm like, okay. So, but it is what it is, man. I had teacher friends that have already gone out. Like, they are in the middle of teaching. This specific example is from a college teacher. She teaches political science classes. And every year she does this huge survey. And I have been completing it for her and her students for years. And because they'll push it out through Facebook and stuff. And so they were coming up with the questions, and her internet went the fuck out. And she couldn't get back into the room. Like, it was down for like half an hour. So she was like, great. Like, so she messaged the group, and I think one of the students might have messaged her first and was like, we're so sorry your internet went out. We were all still working, and these are all the other questions we came up with before the end of the class term. So they fucking kept working. So, and I thought that was really awesome.
Aww.
So unfortunately, my thing was more of a presentation. So, and I didn't have a copy of his slides. So I couldn't pick up where he left off, or the other faculty member that was on it probably could have swung in that too. If we had a copy of the slides. So maybe I'll make them send me their slides. So that at least if they accidentally bug out, that I have copies of it. Ear and mask set, $25.90. Should I get this for my mom? Is she gonna be Minnie Mouse?
Is she coming?
Don't
buy her things until you know.
I did buy her a sparkly shirt. Just because, like, you know, we all have matching vacation shirts and shit. She doesn't have any. I think it was, it's a pink and navy blue sparkly Minnie Mouse ear shirt.
Well, that's different, because shirts you don't have to wear today, you can just wear them.
What? She can't wear these ears and matching mask at Meijer?
What else did I want to talk about? I had all these things on my mind. Now I don't remember. I'm just, what?
It's okay. I didn't say nothing. Was that your mom? Are you getting reverb?
Yeah, I am.
You're like, what? What did you say to me? Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
No, I was like, what are you talking about? Because it was doing weird things.
Do you have some funny internet things of the week?
Yeah, I do.
Carol Baskin getting national shade thrown at her? And Chris Evans' dick.
I mean, that one was on there. Like, one of my internet things of the week was, now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd, because that is so goddamn funny.
It is good.
And then, of course, I just need everybody to look up Guard That Pussy. That is on your homework list for the week.
Do we use Chris Evans in front of that, or just Guard That Pussy?
Yeah, no. Chris, I mean, just Guard That Pussy, I'm sure will be fine.
I'm doing this on my work.
But if you don't find the correct thing, you do need to probably put Chris Evans. But I'm sure Guard That Pussy
will. Oh, yeah, there it is. Love it. It's a smoldering Chris Evans face with Guard That Pussy underneath it. Yes. I feel impregnated just seeing that face.
I have questions. I have questions. Did he make it? Did someone else make it? Which pussy is he guarding? Is he guarding all the pussies?
I think he's guarding all the pussies because he's that kind of guy, you know, so.
America's pussy guarder.
America's pussy guarder. I need to clear my cakes now.
I know. Maybe more America's dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's America. That's America's dick.
That's okay. America's dick. Hey, don't you talk about America's dick like that.
All right.
He's guarding all those pussies.
He's guarding all those pussies. God, you're my son. Jesus, do I have superpowers? God, you can turn water to wine, walk on water, bread, fish. Jesus, so who's my enemy? God, Satan. He has shape-shifting, fire, rock and roll, charm. Jesus, wow, that sounds cool. God, oh yeah, he's super cool.
I love it. Have you seen his show Lucifer? It's quite good.
No, but it's on my list. And I forgot to say earlier because I got distracted during the part. So my recommendation for this week is The Great on Hulu. So it's a Hulu exclusive about Catherine the Great, although all of it is fake. Like, it doesn't follow reality.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking about that for months. I just haven't watched it yet because I'm like 45 minutes of new material I have to fully sit and watch. Ah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I thought you were going to talk about the Nun movie that I did add to my queue as well. With Alison Brie.
Yep. It's Oh, no. That's the Little Hours.
The Little Hours.
Yeah. But Ridiculous Nuns.
But The Great is great.
The Great is great.
Awesome. I love, like, the reimagining of history because we don't know what really happened back then. And so I do really enjoy shows like that because you're like, yep, that's plausible. I'm here for it. I'm living with it. So.
But it also doesn't follow the facts. Like, they were married for 16 years before he became emperor, and he's already emperor before they get married in this one. Like, it doesn't even actually, like, follow the facts, but it is... I'm there for the ride. There for the ride. All right. Are we ready to wrap it up?
I think we're ready. Yes, we are. Let's wrap it up like Chris Evans' dick. America's penis. At That More Thing.
Find me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
Got real messed up and delightful. And this has been an episode. I don't know what number.
I think it's 249. I think it's 249.
249.
Season 9. Woo!
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Take your dick, bitch. Flop it all around. Better get your ass slowed down.